everyone. Welcome back to the C3 SYD podcast. You are joined by Beck and Jackson, and we are kicking off a brand new series today called Here Comes the Sun.
But not the Beatles song.
No, not the Beatles song. Capital S-O-N. Whoa. It's all about Christmas. I'm even in my Christmas shirt today, but let's get to it.
So guys, new series that we're in, Here Comes the Sun, and Christmas, arguably greatest time of the year.
I love Christmas.
Yes. It's like your birthday on steroids almost. It's
Well, I mean, my birthday's only a couple weeks after Christmas, so it's just like the whole time of year.
You're one of those kids.
Yeah.
I had a friend in school. I had a friend in school that was born on Christmas Day.
Oh.
So he had to wait 365 before you get presents. It's a bit tough, but yes, this series is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. It's such a great time of year. You know, work's wrapping up for the year. Summer's started.
Yeah.
It's just everything's feeling. It's vibes, isn't it?
Yeah. You're like equal parts worn out from the year, but stoked for the break.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Christmas break. But I guess, you know, for us to kind of dive in to like – understand, why are we even having a break? Why are we even having Christmas? Why are we even unwrapping and giving presents and things like that? Really interesting stat. A few years ago, so it's probably progressed since then, but in 2021, a study was done. Under half the Australian population view Jesus as an actual person that lived.
Whoa.
So reframing that.
Yeah.
Less than half Australians.
Yeah.
Whole total population don't really see Jesus as someone that lived.
Wow. That's a lot of people just celebrating Christmas blindly, really.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, just like for the traditions, the movies, the family time, the food.
Yeah.
All great things.
But not knowing like what was, why are we actually celebrating it?
Yeah. That's a big stat. I can imagine it's probably like, shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't really know in which way because I don't know. I feel like we're seeing more and more people like believing in Jesus now, but I just wonder if that would change the stat or if it's gotten even further.
Yeah.
But I mean, here at church, we obviously believe in Jesus, and Christmas is a great time for us to be able to celebrate who he is, what he did for us, and the crazy way that he came to earth.
I know, right? So
yeah,
December 25th, we're celebrating, it's actually his birthday, right? So that means
we don't know the technical things. I actually saw a thing the other day when I was looking into this that was speculation of when his actual birthday was, and one of the dates that was speculated was my birthday.
Nice.
I was like, oh, wow.
Could have been, I guess it was phases of the moon. They were kind of like looking at things
probably,
like that.
Yeah.
Calendars were different back then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we just have picked a date and we're celebrating the date. 25th of December is Jesus' birthday. So that is, I guess, number one, what Christmas is, right? That's why we're celebrating it. But I guess what we're going to be diving into in this series is a bit more about like, well, why did he come? If he came, how did he come?
Yeah.
What did he do? And this series is going to be quite interesting. Over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be unpacking in our services those topics. I'm quite excited because there's a lot to learn. Like even though whether you're Christian, non-Christian, you're out there just searching, sometimes we just think that we can assume we know what the story was about. But I'm excited to see what we're going to unpack. Like what is God's plan?
Well, speaking of story.
Yeah.
Something that we refer to a lot is the nativity story.
Yes.
And whether you know what that means or not, basically it's the story of Jesus coming to earth. We believe he was born as a baby, and the nativity story is that he was born to a virgin girl.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Wild.
That there was a star in the sky, some shepherds in the field saw it, decided to follow it. They found baby Jesus.
Yep.
Then there's wise men who were under the ruling of a king who had heard about this birth and was like, that's a threat to my throne, and like sent men to kill the baby.
Whoa.
They got there and were like, no, this is miraculous. And they went with gifts. So Hey, presents.
Yes.
Presents. Yeah, and there's just, they're these interesting characters that God chose to be in that story.
Yep.
So we're going to be looking at each of them and how we relate to them, even in our present day. I mean, I'm not someone who I believe God would choose to have a baby in that way.
Wow.
But
could you actually imagine like that happening? Like as in, immaculate conception aside, just responsibility.
Oh, insane.
Through you's going to be the, wow. Like I think as unrelatable as that sounds, I think there's a lot that we can relate on and I'm excited to kind of unpack what that might be.
Yeah.
Being interruptible, being able to think your life's going in this way, but what is God's plan got to say in that?
So
that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even just to bring it back to Mary, she was a Jewish girl. She was a teenager. She was engaged to be married because that was the custom of that time, despite her being a teenager. Yeah, she was preparing to get married to a man and then all of a sudden her life gets turned upside down.
Mm.
And while she may have thought her life was going one way, God interrupted and was like, hey, I actually want to use you for this other extraordinary thing. I just need you to be willing. I need you to be open to like step out in faith, to not be fearful of that and just trust that what he has planned is going to be like huge on her life.
Even just that as a plan, you know, you're God up in heaven and you chose your son to become a baby. Like that is wild. Like why didn't he just press salvation button?
Totally.
And that became the way. Like it's so interesting. I think there's a lot for us to unpack and to learn what is salvation? What does it mean to be saved? To be able to, what does it mean that God sent his son in a form of a baby that grew up, that lived a life that was human?
Yeah.
But also felt all God.
The things we feel.
Oh, it's kind of, beautiful thing to kind of recognize and remember the humanity. And I think that's part of Christmas, the part of the story of Christmas that we get to see is like that humanity side of God, because there's nothing more human or vulnerable than a baby.
Totally. I was just going to say the vulnerability in the whole story is just insane. Like, as I mentioned before, the king, I think, is it King Herod? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, King Herod, who... Yeah, like, I mean, because Jesus' birth had been prophesied and they didn't know what exactly that was going to look like. When, but where? He just like caught wind of this is a significant birth. And so then he, like, as I said, sent people to like go and end his life because he just felt so threatened from the life that he was living, from the control that he had as being king and like sitting in that position. He just felt so threatened that he was like, no.
Yeah.
Must and protect sent out my thing.
Wise men.
Yeah.
Send out these guys to follow and track a star in the sky. Like it is the greatest story ever told, but it's, you start to like unpack these things and look at them and you're like, wow, that's a journey in itself. And like, what are the parallels even into our own lives of like, what are we searching for and what do we arrive at when we meet Jesus and how does that change us?
Yeah.
I think is really cool to see. Also just the story of the shepherds.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Just working the night shift out in the field.
Yep.
Tending to the sheep.
Yeah.
And then they saw a star in the sky
that
was bigger and brighter than others and followed it. And yeah, I think it's such a great representation of a lot of society is just that we are
just doing our thing.
Yeah, just going about our days, doing our jobs, earning our money, hanging out with friends, and then
what happens when we look up and see something different
and decide to actually follow it.
Yeah, yeah.
And like look into it further.
I'm also really excited because in this series we're going to be also have our Christmas parties. which is like, you know, it's not like your work kind of Christmas party. It's,
totally.
It's a full family Christmas party where we're going to be doing like nativity, which is, you know, always wonderful to see all the kids do that across all of our locations. Funny. So that's going to be really cute, like a wonderful time of the year. And I love the nativity. Like it's every year you get a Christmas card and there's like, you know, a manger and
What's a manger, Jackson?
It's a little area where Jesus was born.
It's like the little trough thing that animals ate out of.
Yeah. Wow. Which is
another like unexpected thing.
Yeah.
That the savior of the world, born as a baby, crazy in a foods in a animals eating.
And it wasn't even like in a hotel.
Oh no.
It wasn't just
room in the inn.
Yeah, there was no room in the inn. Yeah, like I think it's like a great opportunity for us to just revisit these like things that are always sent. Like you probably got Christmas cards this year that had that on the front. You know, my mum, bless her, has like little nativity scene set up every year in the house. Because it's like, you know, there's the tree that goes up and that has its symbols, but not necessarily Christian symbols. But the Christian symbol is the nativity because it is about the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's what Here Comes the Sun means. Mm. It is the arrival, the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yes.
I just love Christmas.
And just lots of just fun things to kind of unpack. I think we get to see what are you hoping for in this series? What are you looking at?
That is a great question. I just love reflecting on it every year, like Christmas and Easter, such big monument, like they are big Christian holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just love them every year to just reflect on how incredible like God is and the way that he has like woven things together. Like as we've just been unpacking, the story of his birth is crazy when you actually think about it.
Yeah.
And so is Easter as well. Like to just, actually take the time to stop, to reflect, to think about it, and then to go, okay, this is crazy. I need to tell people about it. Yeah. I need others to know. And yeah, I think it's just such a great time to be able to invite people in and have them hear about it too.
And it's, I just had this thought, it's something that's common to every single person.
Yeah.
We all were born.
Totally.
So it's,
I thought you meant like we all celebrate Christmas. Yeah. I was like, yeah, well, most people.
No, we were all born.
Yeah.
And in, I think what's wonderful about that is that like what was different about this birth is what we're kind of recognizing.
Yeah.
That the Son of God would come and why.
Mm.
So it's going to be really fun, like celebratory, but also just like lots to learn.
Yeah.
I'm really excited also for our Christmas services. We got the 24th and 25th, obviously celebrating on the day his big birthday.
His official, happy birthday, Jesus.
But yeah, I think it's going to be really cool. I'm really looking forward to what we're going to unpack on the podcast.
Yeah.
Each week as we kind of go through this as our series in our services. So yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm very excited. Well, that's all we have time for today in this episode. But as we've said multiple times, we're very excited for Christmas and to keep unpacking this further. As we mentioned, we have Christmas parties coming up on the 14th of December across all our locations. So head to c3syd.church to find the location near you, find out all the details. And it doesn't just stop there. Why not come for this whole series? Come check us out this Christmas season.
Yep.
Yeah, can't wait to see you there.
See you there.